This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The fact that it's Hilchas Gemiri law makes it clear that it's not knas. The Chatzin Ezitzeris is Momen not knas. Why? Because, as we showed in the earlier Rambam, it's clear that Chatzin Ezitzeris is regal. That the Rambam seems to take for granted. So what did the Halacha come to tell us? It didn't come to tell us it's regal. We knew it was regal. All the Halacha came to tell us was that it's Chatzin. And we saw the Loshon and the Rashbo that the Halacha came to reduce the Chatzin Ezitzeris by half. And with that, we can understand these three Rashis, really. Can we just close the doors? With that, we can understand the three Rashis. Our Rashi says, what does the Hilchus come to teach us? The Mamoinahu v'loiknas. Let's leave our Rashi to last. The Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin comes to say, what does the Halacha come to teach us? That it's Chatzinezek. Good. That's what it is. That's what it does. The Rashi in Ksuvus comes to teach us, what does the Halacha come to tell us? That it is regal. That it does. And Rashi here tells us also that what the Chatzin Ezek tells us is that the Gemiri tells us that it's Mamoino. By the way, it tells us, since it tells us to diminish the Halacha, since that's the Loshon, you don't pay full but reduce it by half, that makes it quite clear that this Chatzin Ezek is Momen, that it's not Knas. That's how the three Rashis then become quite clear. Now, let's just look back in the Gemara. So, the Chatzinezek, Tzroiros, the Hilchus, the Gemiri law, that it's a Chatzinezek. Ask the Gemara, the Amai Kari law, Toldo de Regel. So, why is it called Toldo de Regel then? What's the Shaila? According to the Rambam, it's clear that it has to be told the deregel. What else could it possibly be? So we're saying no. Now that we've told that it's Chatzinezek. Now that it's Chatzinezek. Now it should be Kerin. Now we should call it Kerin. Once now, look, why keep it regal? Why keep it as a told of regal? Had it been Nezek Sholem, good, would have been a Tolda de Regel. But now, why keep it a Tolda de Regel when the payment is the same as Kerin? Answer the Gemara, no, the payment is not the same as Kerin. The Shalim in Haliyah, whereas Kerin, Yimashalim Migufo, in the case of Chatzinezek Tzroiris, Yimashalim in Haliyah. Says Rashi, since the tashlumin is not like regal, why keep it as a toldo of regal? Because l'shalem min aliyah shim hiziko yoseh mimar shehishovo b'shalem ahezek mibeiso ki regal, because if the damage was more than the worth of the animal, the balabos has to add in. Dichtiv bo b'regal meitav sadeo, because by regal it says meitav. V'loi havya ki kerin, and thus it is not the same tashlumin as kerin. Because in Kerin he only plays Migufo. And in the case of Kerin, if the animal damaged more than its value, then Nizak loses the balance. So you see clearly from Rove that from the Rashi that the Kasha of the Gemara Amai Kari Lo Tolda de Regel is, why is it called Tolda de Regel? It should be Kerin. Answer the Gemara, it can't be Kerin because it's the Shalim in Ha'aliyah. That's what the Kash is. Ask the Gemara, Vahom Abaya Boi Rove. That's not so poshut that you're Meshalim in Ha'aliyah. Rove was actually asked that Kash on Daf Yud Ches. The Boi Rove, Chatzinezek Tzoris Migufo Meshalim or Min Ha'aliyah Meshalim. Is Chatzinezek Tzoris paid Min Ha'aliyah or Migufo? And if you look on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Rava explains his sofek. About a third of the way down the Yomud, Boi Rava. Chatzi nezek tzroiros migufoy mishalim o mialiyah mishalim. Migufoy mishalim deloy ashkechan chatzi nezek de mishalim mialiyah. Does he pay me gufo because we find no example of chatzi nezek where you pay me na aliyah? Or dilma me aliyah mishalim do ashkechan keuche de mishalim migufe. Or maybe you've got to pay me aliyah because we haven't found the case of urche where you've got to pay migufe. So Rava is querying whether the din of gufoy, of paying me gufoy, is attached to chatzi nezek or is it attached to eino urche? Because all we know is that the Torah tells us that keren, shor, is chatzi nezek and it's meshalim migufoy. Is the meshalim migufoy because it's chatzi nezek or is the meshalim migufoy because it's lav urche? That's what Rava says. The nafkamina, chatzi nezek shorus, which is urche but chatzi nezek. Will it be a migufo or min aliyah? That's Rava's kasha. So you see, it's in Gans Nit Poshut that you've got to pay min aliyah. Answers the Gemara. Le Rava mebayale le Rav Popa pshitile. Hey, no, chanami. Rava has a kasha in the matter. Rava, but Rav Popa takes it for granted. He doesn't have a kasha. Why? What's their machlokes? Why is it poshu to Rava, to Abai, to, why is it poshu to Rav Popa? Let's go further and see. Le Rava de Mabayale Amai Kari La Tol de Deregel. Good, so then according to Rava, why is it called Tol de Deregel? Who says it's called Tol de Deregel according to Rava? Maybe it isn't. So according to the way we've learned the Hilchas Gemiri law, that's no shada. Everybody agrees the Hilchas Gemiri law was reduce it to 50%. Once it's reduced to 50%, it must be told the regel. So, but why is it told the regel if the payment is not the same as regel? Answers the Gemara, Lefetra Birushus Harabim. Now, even there, it has to be told the regel because it's Potter Birushus Harabim. Says Rashi. The Torah says that if you send the animal into another field and there it's then it's chayev. Ahayinu b'rishus hanizak. Says Tosfos. The Feitra b'rishus harabim. So why, according to Rava, is it called the Tol de Deregel? The Feitra b'rishus harabim v'im toimer amay pshitele tfei meleshalim min aliyah. Why is that so clear to Rava? That it's potel b'rishus harabim. Rava doubted whether the din of chatzi, whether the din of gufo or min aliyah applies to chatzi nezek tzroiros. Why is he so sure that it's potel b'rishus harabim? There, let's ask the same kasha. How would we ask the same kasha? The din of the chiyuv birushus harabim, is that tied to chatzi nezek or is that tied to lavurche? Yeshleima kiven de min hadin o yom shalim nezek sholim. Since in reality he should have paid nezek sholim, v'yati hilchas deloy mishalim ela chatzi nezek. And the halacha l'moy shemi Sinai comes and says, see the loshen, that you only pay half of what you're supposed to, same as the Rashbo. Im kein, once we've got it clear that that's the loshen of the hilchas gemiri, im kein asi hilchas lahakel v'loy lahachmir. So the hilchas comes to reduce the chiyuvim. And therefore, there's no way since that means, the hilchas comes to tell me it's regel, but pay half. Does it mean bat peihof, but not like regular to be min ha'aliyah, but not like regular, which is potter b'rishus harabim. You must be chayav b'rishus harabim. That doesn't make sense. The hilchus has come to diminish the chiyuvim of regular in the case of tzroyus. So it says you pay half, just like regular. Regular is potter b'rishus harabim. This is also potter b'rishus harabim, and you pay half. We're not going to introduce chumras. What about l'shalim min ha'aliyah or begufa? That's not introducing a chumra. That might be tied to chatzi nezek in a way which is in no contradiction to the general direction of the hilchus. All chatzi nezek is migufa. Rova queries. Maybe all chatzi nezek is migufa. The hilchus comes to be makel. Good. This is vital. This is part of the kula of chatzi nezek. When you say you only pay half, that means you only pay half with a maximum of migufa. That's the din of half. So that wouldn't be contrary to the hilchus. Tosfos learns it. Amai kari lo told the regel. Why is it poshut to Rav Poppe? Rav Poppe does hold that Pagan is Kalamoina, right? Therefore, what do you want to reason then?
His reason there is because Chas Rachmana. So, in other words, he wants to say that the Torah felt sorry for the person who would have had to pay in full.
Right, so they gave him Chatzin Nezek Migufu. Gave him Chatzin Nezek, so why not here also? Chatzin Nezek. In the case of, Chatzin Nezek Migufu. So, why is it here? Is he so sure that it's Min Aliyah? Why is Rav Poppe so sure that it's Min Aliyah? The Pasht is because that's all the Hilchus HaGemara said. It only said Chatzi Nezek. It didn't say anything about anything else. Chop of half, that's all it said. Everything else stays the same as regular. The Kash is not on Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe is that's the Pasht of the Hilchus HaGemara law. The question is, why is Rav querying it? Amai kari lo told the regel, afa gav the dami le regel, even though it can be compared to regel, kivan she dina choluk hoyo lo likris lo shem bifnei atzmo. Since the din is different, it should have been called a shem bifnei atzmo. So Tosfos is learning not like Rashi. Rashi made it clear that the other tzaddis should be karen, if not regel, and it should be karen. Tosfos comes with a new thing here. If not regel, it should have its own name, which we need to understand. There's another difficulty on Tosfos. Have you noticed that the two Tosfos are the wrong way around? This one should have been before the previous one. Now the Pnei Yeshua learns that Tosfos is going dafka on the last Amai Kari Latol de Dereyel, not the first one. And he says because the Dibur Amaskel, if it was on the first one, should be the Amai. And on the first one, he agrees with Rashi that the other side would be to make it Keren. Because the first one is going on Rav Poppe. According to Rav Poppe, why is it called Tolda de Regel? What should it be? It should be Tolda de Keren. Why? Because it's exactly the same as Keren according to Rav Poppe. What is Keren? Should have been full Nezek, Chas Rachmona. It's also Momen. According to Rav Poppe, Chatzi Nezek by Keren is also Momena. And it also was a reduction. The Torah reduced it with Gzeiras HaKosov from 100% of the Tashlumin to 50% of the Tashlumin. And therefore here, where the Torah is done just the same, except by vehicle of the Hilchus HaGemara rather than from a regular Gzeiras HaKosov, has also been a reduction from full Nezek to Chatzi Nezek. It should be Keren. That's the obvious one. But according to Rava, who holds according to Tosfos, that Chatzi Nezek by Shor is Knas, not Momen, what's the Havamina that there should be Keren? There's no Havamina that it should be Keren. And therefore, that when it's asking according to Rava, the Havamina is that it should be a tolda bifnei atzmo. It's still the wrong way around. So, but the Pnei Yeshua works it out that from the he needed the previous one to make clear. He proves from the previous one that Tosfos holds that Rava holds that chatzi nezek by shor is knas, not money. Have a look at the parasha and work through it. Now, how do the poskim paskin? What is the rif? How does the rif paskin? Like Rav Popa or like Rove? How Rove holds? What's the problem with Rove? So he's in Sofik on that. The question is, what do we do with that Sofik? How do we treat that Sofik?
At the end, when he came to Rosh Hashanah, didn't he then go back and change that?
No, why should Rava should change it? Why should Rava change it?
Because now he says it's part of Rosh Hashanah, so now he understands that it's definitely not going in the more ways.
No, I don't think so. That's why the Gemara stays at the end that according to Rova, the reason it's called Regel is Lifto Bishus Harabim Dafke, not for the other reason. That's where the Gemara stops. According to Rova, the reason it's called Regel is Lifto Bishus Harabim. According to Rav Popa, why is it called Regel? Because Min Aliyah. So the Machlik is Rova and Rav Popa on that. The Pashtus. How does the Rif Paskin? Where does it say both? Oh, it says Paskining like? Rav Popa? Ba'amai karu latol de regel, de meshali min aliyah, he passes no sofik. Meshali min aliyah, lufayt rabbi rishus harabi. Now there's an interesting Ramban on this, in the Milchamu Yis Hashem at the end of the second Perek. If you go to the Rif, that's on the Rif at the end of the second Perek. Last page of the second period. Down at the bottom, you've got the Milchamus Hashem and the Amor Agudel. Do you remember from Ksuvah's days? I think that was the last time that we did a Milchamus. The last thin line of the Milchamus. Towards the end of that last thin line of the Milchamis, not on this page yet. That's on the page 22. Sharei chatzi nezek tsroirus, says the Ramban here. Chatzi nezek tsroirus, mebayele lerove. Rove questions. Okay, the Rav has a sofek. Do you have to pay min aliyah or loy? Ulrav Popa pshitele. And according to Rav Popa, it's poshut that you pay min aliyah. Ufosak Rabbeinu zal beferek kame, and the Rif paskind in perek kame, hilchese k'Rav Popa. That the halacha is like Rav Popa. Why? Mishum derove loy pshitele. Because Rava didn't reach a conclusion. The ilu pshitile ufoligad Rav Popa. For if Rava would have sorted it out and would have disagreed with Rav Popa for certain, not with Sofik, but for certain, bevadai have a hilchis a kerove, the halacha would clearly have been like Rava. Why? Rava and Rav Popa were Talmud and Rebbe. Which one was which? Eric, do you remember? Who was Talmud? Rava was the Rebbe of Rav Popa. So then the reason that he says the halacha would clearly... No, a Rebbe and a Talmud could be different. A Rebbe and a Talmud could be different because he says a little bit earlier, the Rif says... Just the line before that in the Ramban. wherever one person is clear and one person has an ibaya, halacha command the pshitale, the halachas command the pshitale, va'afilu talmid b'mokum arav. Even a talmid, mashma, normally we would paskin like the rav b'mokum atalmid. But even a talmid b'mokum arav, if the talmid has sorted it out, we'll paskin like the kol shchein rav b'mokum talmid. And certainly where the rav is b'mokum talmid, v'zuz for a machras b'das rabbeinu zan hiski male. So he paskins like the rav b'mokum atalmid, so it seems that Rav Pop is the rav, according to the Ramban. Seems that after Pop is the Rav. Yeah. Pop is the Rav. So he says clearly we, and therefore had Rava been chilek with Rav Popper, no, it's a mashmah that Rava is the Rav, isn't it? We will find that in the beginning of the Rambam's Hakdome. Can we just get a first volume of Rambam? I think, doesn't he list all the doors of the Tanoim and Amorim there? Sorry? No, well, you need to look at an atlas if you've got a Rambam. It's a bit ambiguous, isn't it? Now, all we're saying over there is a svora as to why it was poshut to us that it was regal to start with. But there's now a minute that it's regal. Because after the chatzinezik, after the halacha comes to tell us that it's chatzinezik, I might think it's going to go back to Karen. Because the payment is the same. They've got the demon nuts. Let's first look at the. First, let's look at the Rambam. What is this here? Hey, it's the Talmud study. Why do you need an aid to Talmud? When you're learning the Rambam, look, you're getting Schar Talmud Torah. If you're learning the Rambam, it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh. If you're learning the aid to Talmud study, you don't get any Schar at all. Here you've got the Doris. From Rav Ashi to Moshe was 40 doiris, and these are they. Rav Ashi mirova. Rav Ashi learned from Rova. So Rova was the second last generation. V'rova mirava, and Rova was a talmid of Rava. V'rav Rava miravuna. I didn't mention for Rav Popper.
The Rosh says Rav Popper by five.
On this Gemara he says. Okay, slowly. What are the aids to Talmud study? He says, Rav Ashi from Rav Popper, Rav Popper from Rova. Why does the Rambam leave out that door? It must have been a half door, yeah. Here's Rav Popper, yeah. Right, another two lines at least.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he leaves out that whole door. Oh, here, yeah, no, still not. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yamal, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbo. V'Rav Yosef, Michlal HaChachomim Shekiblu Mirabu V'Rav Yosef, Abaya V'Rova learned from Rabbi and Rav Yosef, U'Shneim Kiblu Gam Mirav Nachman, Michlal HaChachomim Shekiblu Mirova Rav Ashi V'Rav Yina. The Rambam seems to hold it, I don't know where it's based on, the Rambam seems to hold it, Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi learned directly from Rova, and who was Rav Pop's Rabbeim? He doesn't mention Rav Pop altogether, it's strange. The Rosh Yosei says, David, that he's a Talmud of. Just hold your place in the Ramban and look at the Rosh on the first page of the Rosh.
Thank
Kiven de Koma Gemora de Rav Popa Pshitele Lerova Mebayele Avdinen Kerav Popa de Pshitele. The first reason we pass in like Rav Popa is because it's poshut for him. Va'oid de Rav Popa Basrohu. And furthermore, Rav Popa was a later generation. V'ilchasakavasik. So there are two reasons to pass in like Rav Popa, says the Rosh. Firstly, the fact that he's the later one, and secondly, the fact that he's got a poshut. So he's the later one, which clearly he is, he's the later one. But the Ramban wants to say that no, there's reason to paskin like Rova. And we would have paskined like Rova if Rova had it clear. The Ramban disagrees with it. The Ramban holds that this din that you go like the Basro is only if the Basro is not the Talmud of the first one. But if he is the Talmud of the first one, you'll go like the first one. So either the Rosh and the Ramban are disagreeing as to whether Rav Popa was a Talmud of Rova or not. Or on the Yesod of whether you paskin like the Basro, even where the Basro is a Talmud. Yeah, but that Rabbi Akiva is a different thing altogether because of halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. That's a general principle. I don't know, is it clear like that was a machlek, it's just the two of them that we passed on like Rabbi Akiva? Does it mention that you pass on like Rabbi Akiva even against Rabbi Eliezer? You should have a look at that and just see what the Gedorim are. But here it seems one of those two, either there's a machlokes as to whether Rav Popa was the Talmud, or there's a machlokes as to whether, if he's a Talmud, whether the principle of Basro still applies. The Ramban seems to say that no, we would have paskened like Rove. The halacha would be like Rove. Do you see a clear machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh? The ilu pshitaleu foligad Rav Popa bevadai hava hilchas akarova. Had it been poshut to Rove, and he would have been cholik with Rav Popa, says the Ramban, we would definitely have paskened like Rove, not like Rav Popa. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says there are two reasons to paskin like Rav Popa. One, because he knew what he was talking about, and Rove was in doubt. And secondly, Rav Popa was the later one. The Ramban isn't prepared to accept the second reason. But the Ramban says, I want to question the Rif. Sham. Shelefiya maskona de amrinan, because according to the maskona that we say there, ulerova amai kari letoda de regel of oitra birshus arabim, the Rav Popa nami loy pshitele. He's doing the opposite of what you want to do to Jeff. Let's say Rav Popa now is not so sure about Min Aliyah. Why did Rav Popa think it was Min Aliyah? Because are a told of the regal. But now that I see that the reason that told us that Tzoyrus are told of the regal is Lefot Rav Yishus Arabim, so I've gotten a raya that it's Takapota that you're Takah Mishalim Min Aliyah. And maybe it's Rav Popa who was Chozer afterwards. The love kiyitza beim the koma Rav Popa mishum the kari told the regel the potter bishus arabim kiderove umahader hu the hodor beim may pay ruka kamo, and the Gemara is reverting from its first answer the omal Rav Popa pshitele the apa gav the loy amrina elo the potter bishus arabim. So why he asked, does the Gemara not use the word ela, which is the word usually used to indicate a retraction? He says mishum the love milsa berirahi the nahader mina, because it's not absolutely clear that there's a return. And secondly, there are many cases where the Gemara is chozer and doesn't say Ela. It's important to know that, Ramban. Wherever it says Ela, it's retracting, but not wherever it retracts, doesn't say Ela. Mikol makom ata lamed shadas Rabbeinu zal lipsoik haloche keman de pshitele. As you see, that he paskins like keman de pshitele, except the Ramban wants to say he's not paskining like Rav Popa against Rove, he's paskining like Rove and Rav Popa. There's no machlokes. Which, according to the Ramban, who says that they were Talmud and Rebbe, that makes good sense also. There's no machlokes at all. So why come along and say that Rav Popa is Chilek and that we're paskening like Rav Popa? No, says the Ramban, we're paskening like, there's no machlokes. Rav and Rav Popa agree at the end of the sugya. That's how the Ramban learns the sugya. Unlike the Rosh.
So wouldn't
they agree? That they agree that the reason for which Tzroyu Chatzinus Tzroyus is called told the Regel is Lefot Rav Yishus Arabim, and about the Shalim and Aliyah, they mesupe.
Who we come out now that maybe Rav Popa is also mesupe?
Yes.
So they're both
Musafir.
Why do we pay for the aliyah?
So why do we pass on that if we pay minha aliyah?
We shouldn't take that.
Why not?
The reason is if the court of Rosh Hashanah about him, then therefore we should say
that. It might be that the Ramban is actually chaylik with the reef on that. Might be that the Ramban is taking chaylik with the reef on that psak. It could be that the Ramban is chelik on the reef on that. And the reason the reef paskins that way is because he learns the Tzemach Loikis, Rav Popa and Rova, and he paskins command the Pshitele, because that is the Shita of the reef. But the Ramban himself seems to say that there is no Machloikis between Rav Popa and Rova, and both of them are Mesupik about Min Haliyah, and therefore that the Halacha should be Megufa. Yeah. Now look, it might well be Megufa. According to Rav, yeah. Now the Rashbo asks the same kasha. And the Rashbo answers it differently, except I didn't bring my Rashbo with me. Has anybody got a feather step? Can you? Well, I would rather make one from this one, Barry. I'm just used to this. Thanks. About these two pages, we can try and put in. It's in the middle columns. Thanks. Rashbo asks the same kasha, but he answers it differently.
Oh, here we've
got a two. Who says there's any machlokes between Rav Popa and Rove? Rove was the Rebbe of Rav Popa. Leme de lukuli al mechatzin ezek tzroiris toldo v'toldo de regel v'amai kari le toldo de regel l'foytro b'rishus harabim ki de Rove. Have you got it? Yeah, got it? It's merely kivan de mebayalele rove. Since there's a kasha on rove, mi is kikam the shumachlik is bein rav popa le rove. We know that rove asked the kasha. We've got that recorded on daf yud ches. We don't know how rav popa holds on it. We're speculating on how rav popa holds on it. So who forces us to make a machlikis here? After all, Rabbi is Rav Popa's Rebbe. Leimed l'kula amechatzin ezek tzroi l'toldo v'toldo the regel. V'amai kari l'toldo the regel l'foyt Rebbe Rishus HaRabim k'de Rove. Ah, you've got a kasha according to Rav Popa. Why is it called toldo the regel l'foyt Rebbe Rishus HaRabim? What about l'shali min aliyah? If Rove never answered the kasha, who says Rav Popa had it so poshut? Where do we get it from? What is our source to say that for Rav Popa the thing was answered? If there was no other reason to explain why it's called Tolda de Regel, we know it must be Tolda de Regel according to Rav Popa, because he says that this is the case of Lav Kiyetzi Bohem. And if there were no other reason to explain why it was called Tolda de Regel, I would be forced to assume that Rav Popa answered Rava's Kasha. And that Rav Popa, it was Poshut that you Mishali Min Aliyah. But since I found another reason why it's called Tolda de Regel, what forces me to say that Rav Popa answered Rava's Kasha? Venirili the Mishum de Kim Luhu de Meshali Min Ha'aliyah Mishum de Kurchayu. And it seems to me, says the Rashbo, that the Gemara knew that you've got to be Meshali Min Ha'aliyah because it's Urchayu. That there's no sophic about that. Vafa gav the Mesapke Lele Rova. Aye, Rova had a sophic about it. Nichelu luk mehod Rav Popa ki ilchese. Why assume that Rav Popa had the same Shaila? if we have no Kabbalah on the subject, then good, we won't make a machlokes. But if we have a Kabbalah on the subject that you're mishalim min ha'aliyah, you can't say that Rava holds that because Rava asked the kasha on the Afyud Ches. But why say that Rav Popper goes against the halacha? So the Rashbam says you've got to say that the Gemara knew halacha, that had a hilchus, they just knew that that's how it was. So the Rashbam is cholek with the Ramban, and the only way he answers the Ramban's kasha is by saying the kimluhu l'rabbonim, that the Rabbonim knew that that was the halacha. How did they know it was handed down by Mesiris? Yes, therefore, right. That makes it worse.
Why
is moment? Is moment? It's Urche, right? What's the problem? Because it's Urche, that's why it's a Mishaleh Min Aliyah.
Yeah, so what's the Kasha? Is that Kasha?
On Rav Popper.
Yeah.
No, but who said the Kasha was, where do we get it from that Rav Popper holds that?
Well, that's, we've got the moral that Rav Popper holds that Tatsi is his moment.
Good.
Which means that he holds Tatsi as his Urche.
Yeah, but there you pay me gufa. By caring, you pay me gufa, not min aliyah.
But the fact that there's gufa, there's that guy,
it's not not urche. By caring, it's not urche. It's just that shvorim beches kashimur kaime. But love beches kashimur kaime. So good.
Which is the same as
I don't think it's the same as urche, but let's say even that it's urche, then what?
So
mi gufa.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not because it's exactly because of, maybe it's because of the Chatzin Nezek. I mean, what other differences are there between that and
every other case? It's only there if you look.
And therefore, you want to say it should be poshut to Rav Popper that it's min aliyah. Yeah. See, the Rashi is not, because that doesn't really answer Rava's query. Rava says maybe the din of Chatzin, the din of the Shani Migufa is not tied to Urche. But his loshon is Urche there, isn't it? His loshon in the Gemara is Urche on Daf Yud Ches. What you're saying is very nice. Ask Rav Popper, boy, ask Rav Chatzin Ezitzray, is Migufa Mishalim, or Ma'aliyah Mishalim? Why Migufa Mishalim, the Loy Ashkechan, Chatzin Ezitzray, the Mishalim, Ma'aliyah? And maybe that's the reason it should be Migufa, because all Chatzin Ezitzray is Migufa. A deal, Ma'aliyah Mishalim, the Loy Ashkechan, Urche, the Mishalim, Migufa, because there's no Urche, there is Mishalim, Migufa. So you want to say, but according to Rav Popper, there is an Urche which is Mishalim Migufa, and therefore there should be no Sofek. So you have to say that the Rashbo learns that even if Stam Shvorim Lav Beches Kashimur Kaimi, that's not called Urche. Urche is while they're walking, it's absolutely normal. Regular is an absolutely normal function. And even though Stam Shvorim is Lav Beches Kashimur Kaimi, that's not Urche. You would have to say that in the Rashbo. We had a Tosfos that implied not like that. Yeah. Is that what you're looking for? What does Tosfos say there? You're looking at Hay Amud Beis. Then it's on Beis Amud Beis. No, I don't think you can say that it's Urche. Urche is different. Stam Becheske, Shvorim Becheske, Shimur, Lav Becheske, Shimur Kaimi, and therefore it's not a question of Knas. It's moment, but that doesn't make it Urche. Urche means it's mamish, a normal activity, which Negicho is not. Even if Stam Becheske is Lav Becheske, Shimur, Stam Shvorim, Lav Becheske, Shimur Kaimi, that does not make it a normal activity. And therefore the Kasha of Rova should still stand. And why should we say that Rav Popper is Cholek with that Kasha? Answers the Rashbo, it must answer that Kimlu l'Rabbon and the Mishalim min Aliyah Mishum de Kurchayo. Unlike Kerin, which even according to Rav Popper, although Stam Shvorim Lav Beches Shimur Kaimi, that's not called Urchayo. I forgot the Mesapke later Rove. Nichelu look me hide the Rav Popper ki ilchese. The Gemara doesn't want to make two Amiroim doubt the Haloche. That Rav has to doubt, well, that was mefurish, there's nothing we can do about that. But to say that Rav Popper also doubts the halacha, there's no reason to say that, and the Gemara assumes that Rav Popper goes ki hilchasa. That's how the other Rashba answers it. Reb Simcha Zissel, Reb Issa Zalman answers it differently. Doesn't it? What does it say? The kim luhu the mashalim min aliyah. Is that what it says? Interesting. Can you just share a few? If they made 16, then there must be one for everybody. Are there 17 people here? Ah, there's some more. There's some more here. If you look at Sifkot and Gimel there, when they have an Oezel, Uvezeh nuchal liyashev ma shehikshu alechem Mishnah befer egzeh alochabez, the Lechem Mishnah asks a similar kasha to the Rashbo. The minalen ligmore de la maskone pshitele de Rav Pope de Meshali min Aliyah. How does Rav Pope, how does the Gemara know that at the end of the day, according to Rav Pope, it's poshut to be Meshali min Aliyah? Kivan de Mishani Achakach Bigmora de Gamla Rova de Mebayele Imigufu Mishani Muminalia Mishani Mikolmokum Kari Le Tolda de Regal of Poetry Bishus Arabin Im Kain Dilmer Rav Pope Nami Salvarachi, which the Ramban in fact says is so. And the Rashbo asks, why not? Valech Mishna Hele Zil Bitzorachiyin Umutsachi Shikfar Hikshe Kain Harashbo Bechidushov. The Lech Mishna asks this question, he says the Ibn Ezel, I found the Rashbo asked the Kasha too. How come the Lech Mishna didn't know that the Rashbo asked it? They didn't have sforim in those days. They didn't have sforim. It was expensive. It was difficult to get. The Lechem Mishnah went through his entire parish of the Rambam, learning the whole of Shas, and being befalpel with the amkus that he does in the Lechem Mishnah, without having access to some of the Rishonim even. That's how they used to learn. And look how he's mechavin to the same kashas, mechavin to Rishonim all the way. The Tiret, and he answers, the Rashba answers, the Kimluhu li Gemara de Hachi Hilchasa, that the Gemara knew that that was the Halach. Velochein after the Rav Mabayi le Mikol Mekom Lichu le Lemei Bedei Rav Popem Bishumachi Kari le Tohdu de Regil le Shalim Min Aliyah Vuhu Dochuk. Says the Eivon Oezel, that's a bit of a doichak, says he of the Rashba. Aval lefi ma shekosavti me Yushuf Shapir. But according to the Yisoy that I've developed, says the Eben Ezel, the answer is much clearer. Look what he says. Tokva kosavnu de'i nisboir migufoi mishalim. If we will hold, let's try. Let's say that you've got to pay migufoi, according to Rav Pope. Mishum deloy ashkichon chatzi nezek de mishalim mi'aliyah. What would be the reason to require him to pay migufoi and chatzi nezek tzoreres? Is because the din of Migufoi is attached to Chatzinezek. That's part of the deal with Chatzinezek. Where would we know that from? Ainu de Yalfin and Mikerin. Then we would have to learn that from Kerin. That's our only source for Chatzinezek. Mishum de Tzroiris dami bemiktas lekerin. Because Tzroiris are a little bit similar to Kerin. The dami leregel inyan lefoit rabishus harabim. Uduhu mamoinu. And it's like regel in as much as it's potu rabishus harabim in its moments. It says the Eben Ezel. Rabbi Zalman says that you would then have to learn that Chatzinezek Tzoris is a hybrid. It's like Regel in the fact that it's Momen and it's Potter Bishus Arabim, and it's like Kerin in the fact that it's Chatzinezek, that it's Begufei. Oh, just finish it first, then we'll analyze. Ve'im kein, lo inucha lo imar amad, lo imar apopa, de'yesh b'hem k'yitza b'hem, ve'yesh b'hem lav k'yitza b'hem, ha'inu atzroiris. Then Rav Popa's memra that there is a case of lav k'yitzavim can't be referring to tzoiris. The obehem is havi k'yitzavim because tzoiris would then be k'yitzavim. V'rak mishum d'dami b'chad tzad l'keren l'chein m'shalim chatzin ezek. It's k'yitzavim. It's k'yitzav like it's av of regular. It's k'yitzav like it's av of keren. U'mikivan d'koma Rav Popa d'yishmim d'lav k'yitzavim. And since Rav Popa says there is such a thing as a tolda which is lav k'yitzavim, we've got to say that Chatzin Ezek Tzoros is entirely regal. And just because it's second degree, it's Koicho rather than Gufo, you've got to say it's Chatzin Ezek. And that's what the Aloch Lomoshi Bissinai says, that because it's Koicho, you pay any Chatzin Ezek. Even though koicho is a consequence of gufo and therefore a tolda of gufo, become a kamein mishalim kama yusoy, the tashlumim is not the same. But if we would say that chatzin ezek tzroiris is learnt also from keren, then it would be kama yusoy. Then it would be kiyetzebo, it wouldn't be lav kiyetzebo. It would be like all the other cases we've had of a tolda which is partly like one av and partly like another av. Says Rabbi Sazaman. So if we're learning it just like Rav Popa, we can't possibly say that it's mina. Aliyah, that's migufoy. Rava can say that's migufoy. Because he holds that everything is kiyotzeboy. It's Rav Popa that's the problem. Rav Popa who comes along and says that there is such a thing as a tolda the love kiyotzeboy, and that thing is keren, and that thing is chatzin ezek tzroiris, because that's the only one we found. We cannot learn it any other way, says Rabbi Sazaman. Let's now try and analyze it, Eric, according to the Briska Rav and so on. So what is he saying? If it would have been learned from Keren and from Regel, then it would not, like Briskarov says, you would still have to call it one, and the Pnei Yeshua is the same, you would still have to call it either Regel or Keren. And if we would call it Regel, then that's what Rav Popa means. No problem. Mashen Kain, according to the way the others learned, Tosfos, for example, didn't learn like that, you remember? Tosfos held that if it's learned from two places, it has the properties of both. It has the properties of both, and therefore it wouldn't be able to call it love kiyetzibohim. So you would have to say this, which the Rabbi Zalman says over here, only goes the Shitas Tosfos. But according to the way the Briska Rav explained the other Rishonim and the Pnei Yeshua explained Rashi and the other Rishonim, we wouldn't be able to apply this reasoning, and that's why the Rashba answers the way he does, and that's why the Ramban is actually Cholik, because they hold not like. Right, okay, but we would call it all the regal. Is the only real factor. So according to Pnei Yeshua, even if we gave it the din of Keren, even if we gave it the din of Keren, right, that's what we're saying. So according to Pnei Yeshua and the Briska Rav, it won't help. Rabbi Zalman's answer doesn't work. Even if we gave it the din of Keren, it would still be lav kiyetzeboy because of the chatzin ezek, because its name would be regal. But Rabbi Zalman doesn't go with that derech. Rabbi Zalman doesn't go. He says that a hybrid is a hybrid, like Tosfos wanted to learn, and it's attached to both of us, and it has the qualities of both of us, and it's kiyetze both of us. That wouldn't be called lav kiyetzeboy. That his attack on the Rashba is not fair. The Rashba learns like the Briska Rav, and the Ramban learns like the Briska Rav. Adarabba, this is a raya to the Briska Rav shita. The fact that the others don't answer Rabbi Zalman's way is a strength for the Briska Rav. Umavuar achshav mashikosav haRambam sham b'halocha beis. And this also clarifies what the Rambam says in Halocha beis. Did we classify the Rambam? Did the Briska Rav deal with the Rambam at all? But did he actually say that we'd actually come out how the Rambam holds in this whole machlokes? I don't think so. Rabbi Zalman wants to say that he wants to use this Yisoy to explain the Rambam. What did he say? Kol toldo ke'av shelo chutz mitzroiris. The Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch follows the same loshon. The Rambam says in Halacha Beis, you remember we saw it, every toldo is like the av with the exception of tzroiris. hold the lav ki yitzah bohem. That's the lav ki yitzah bohem. After einu negeh ledina klal, why does the Rambam have to write that? What's it got to do with halacha lemaisa? To tell us the theory. Every av has a toldah which is ki yitzah bohem, except in tzroiros. V'havale lipsek rakta, mishalim chatzinezek. He should simply have said, chatzinezek, that in the case of tzroiros, mishalim chatzinezek, the yitzah gemiri lo. Why does he have to introduce the ki yitzah bohem? Rak the gil alonu Rambam mekoyr v'tam hadin detroiros mishalim min aliyah. The Rambam wants to explain to us the yisoid of the mishalim min aliyah. Why are you mishalim min aliyah? Mishum to hold the mishalim chatzinezek. Eina mishum the dami bechatzad lekerin. The chatzinezek here has got nothing to do with the fact that it might be connected with kerin. It is totally unconnected with kerin. And the dami mamish leregel, it is entirely a consequence of regel. Rabbi told the regel legamri, and it is absolutely and only a told the regel. Rak the kachu adin betzroyer to zua told eina kiyetz the hav liinyan zeh sheina mishalim kiyetz bechatzinezek. Mumela in shum sofik the mishalim in aliyah. The mishalim is tashlimi she mishalim hav. What's the havamina that it should be mishalim in aliyah? There's no havamina for that. You asked, what's Rav Popa's havamina? What's the machlikas? Rav Popa holds this as an absolute told of the regal. There's no way that it's compared to Kirin in any way or sense at all. Rach the choluk linyan zed av mishalim nezik sholim v'tol the chatsi nezik because of yichsa gemirilo. But that's it. There's no other comparison. And there cannot be, because if that were compared to Karen in any other way, that wouldn't be Chatzinezik, that wouldn't be Lav Kiyotze Bohem. Then Chatzinezik Tzroes would become Kiyotze Bohem. That's all very well if we hold that a hybrid takes on the characters of both of us. But if we hold, like the Pnei Yeshua and the Bris Gerov learnt, that there's no such thing as a hybrid, that at the end of the day you've got to determine it to its closest ally among the others, and this was determined as regel, then even if it would be Meshalim Migufoi, it would still be Lav Kiyetzeboi because of the Tashlumin. Still be Lav Kiyetzeboi because of the Tashlumin. Because it's considered a told of the regel, not a told of the Keren. And that's why the Rashbo answers differently, and that's why the Ramban doesn't answer, but he's Cholik in fact. Who? The question is the Rashbol's kasha.
The way that he puts it, that he didn't realize it, because the Rosh brings the two sides, the two schools, that the one that learns from our Bible and the other one learns on the Shem. So even if you want to say, didn't go like the
Bris Gerov and the Pnei Yeshua. How does Rabbi Zalman learn the Rosh? The Rosh brings 2 days. What are the 2 days? The question is, in the case of a hybrid, does it take on the two qualities or doesn't it? Says the Rosh, it doesn't. Is that right? The Rosh himself says it doesn't. Well, the classified in one, the Rosh doesn't say. The Rosh just says it doesn't take on the halachas of the other. The Rosh is, so that's the machlokes there, whether it takes on or not. If you want to say that it doesn't take on the halachas of the other, good. So according to that, you've got to say then that he's not going like the Rosh. You've got to say then that he's not going like the Rosh. But in Tosfos itself, the fact that it takes on the halachas of the other, you still need the Bris Gerov then to say, but nevertheless, or the Pnei Yeshua, you've got to classify it with one or the other. The Pnei Yeshua says also it can have the qualities of both. The Pnei Yeshua is not restricted. That's probably the difference between the Pnei Yeshua and the Bris Gerov. The Pnei Yeshua is not restricted to the one side of the Rosh. The Pnei Yeshua says even according to the tzad that says you can learn from both, but you've got to term it one. It's a tolda of this one and not of the other one. On that, the Ibn Ezel seems to be chaylik and say, no, it's actually a tolda of both of them. Actually called a tolda of both of them. But Enachanami, you have to say that he's talking not according to the Rosh. That aspect of it he could theoretically learn in Tosfos. Although he says at the end, doesn't he? He says at the end of it, it's mashma from Tosfos, not like that. What does he say at the end, the very last words of the Pnei Yeshua there? By Tosfos lo yom rukem. What does he say? Doesn't he say something like that? He says, let it be potter from. We say, no, once you've learned it, you don't take on the dinim. No, sorry, so the Pnei Yeshua is clearly not like Tosfos also. The Pnei Yeshua holds also that once you've classified it as that particular toldo, it takes all the halachas of that av. It doesn't take the toldos of the other av, even though it is similar in some ways to another av, and even though we learn it out of another av, the halachas all follow the av in which we've classified it. So in Achanami, the Evan Ezel seems to be going clearly according to only the one side in the Rosh, but he seems to, yeah. So he's really bringing a raya for the other tzad. The way we've got to learn the Evan Ezel is he's bringing a raya for Tosfos, for Shitas Tosfos. That's how we've got to learn it. The Pnei Yeshua and the Briskerov both supported the one side of the Rosh against Tosfos. Tosfos was left with his kashas, and there are lots of difficult Tosfos, and as a result of that, the Pehamud Beis, we've got it again. Right through the Perek, there are a few Tosfos, and where he reaches kashas based on that Yesod, but he won't move away from it. Here in the Evan Ezel, we have a reason why he won't move away from it. Because the way Tosfos learns is the easiest way to learn this Gemara. Without this, you've got to come onto the Rashbo, which is a Doichak. That's how we've got to learn the Bissus Amen. Okay. Next, on Thursday, we'll carry on with the Gemara.